This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Folks, regular listeners to this program know that when my son was 25 months old, he was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder at the Kluge Medical Center here in Charlottesville, and I will never forget that moment of walking out of that building with my wife, Allison, and my son, and looking at him and looking at her, and we started crying, and we have not stopped. That was over 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, and it changes your life. You live with a tragedy. That's basically it. That's the only way to describe it. You live with a tragedy every day. And it shapes your life and affects your life in ways that you would not have foreseen. And I get emails occasionally with people asking how my son is doing, and I thank you so much for your kind thoughts. And he is doing well, I'm very happy to say. We see some signs of great progress. For example, we're seeing some episodes of truly imaginative play. The other night, he wanted to have a birthday party for Elmo. On another occasion, he drew a picture of a pizza and asked me to cut it out. And then he took it outside and put it in the crook of a tree. And he told me, "This is the oven." And then he sat down like he was at a table. And he was imagining that he was at a restaurant. And then he said, "There's the bell. Pizza's ready." And he went and got the pizza out of the tree, out of the oven, and brought it back to where we were sitting on the grass. And we pretended to eat it. This kind of imaginative play is a normal milestone for a typically developing child, but very, very rare that you see something like that with a child with autism. So there's a lot of reason to celebrate and be happy about that. But there's good days and bad, like any family with autism. Good days and bad. And the bad days are still there. The uncontrollable screaming in Target. So bad that the manager has to very quickly open up a checkout for you so he can get you out of there. Because the screaming won't stop and people are staring at you like you are the worst parent in the world. And, What a bratty child you have. Today is 090909, and the National Autism Association, which has worked so hard for families like mine, and is comprised of families like mine at every level of the organization, today launched a campaign to reach out to decision makers and those who wield power over our lives in Washington, to ask them all one question: how much longer? How much longer do we have to wait to see this country wake up to the fact that something is happening to our children? And that they're in danger. And that since the 1980s, we have watched autism go from some rare thing that you hardly ever hear about, one in many thousands of children, down to one in 58 boys. How much longer? How much longer are we going to wait? And are they going to wait before something's actually done about this national health crisis and this epidemic. NationalAutism.org is the website. And I wanted to take a moment on this radio program today to just share with you a little bit about this campaign and to ask you. There's folks that listen to this program that don't like me, don't like what I have to say. There's folks that regularly listen, that send me emails all the time, that love the program. And I want you to set that aside for a moment. Whether you like the program or not, you know, it's a different kind of program on AM radio. I can promise you that much. And whether you like this program or not, I don't care. What I do care is about, though, is if you would take a moment out of your day to go to nationalautism.org and participate in this campaign. And it's just a few clicks, literally, it's just a few clicks to send a message to President Obama, the FDA, the CDC, whatever. And you can choose who you want it to go to, and you can choose the message. But all of the messages that go out, that you can send out, that will help these children, ask the same question. How much longer? How much longer? I mean, when it gets to 1 in 20 kids, are we going to do something then? How much longer? I want to share with you, before we go to a break here at the bottom of the hour, I'd like to share with you the message that I sent to President Obama this morning through the National Autism Association's campaign. It reads as follows. Dear President Obama, good morning. We woke up today unsure of which issue to tackle first. Should we go after federal laws to protect our children from being punched, suffocated, or locked in rooms at school? Or should we allow the harmful restraint and seclusion to continue? Should we work to pay for our teenagers' diapers today? Or work to keep more children from wandering off and drowning in a lake? Should we try to prevent the next seizure today? Or worry about where millions of disabled adults will live after their parents are dead and gone? Should we ignore the thousands of stories of regression following vaccinations? Or should we ignore the health officials who say it's all just a big coincidence? Should we shout at the top of our lungs today that autism is treatable and autism is preventable? Or simply nod along with the mainstream doctors who say we're wrong? Should we raise hell today about the next child who will regress from an over-the-top vaccination schedule? Or should we just let it happen? Should we worry about the children who will have violent meltdowns today? Or the ones who can't stop hitting themselves? Or the ones who don't ever sleep? Or the ones who can't point to what hurts? And all they can do is scream. Or should we help the mother who is threatening suicide on this day? Or pay for the funeral of the father who committed suicide yesterday? Better yet, maybe we should help the families who are bankrupt because health insurance doesn't cover autism. Then again, skyrocketing divorce rates in the autism community really need our attention, along with the fact that autism is just a word some guy came up with 70 years ago to describe a new, rare mental condition that we're finding is actually more environmental. So should we fight to reclassify this whole body condition today? Or fight for our children's education? Or fight for our children's therapy? Or fight for our children's rights? Or fight for our children's cure? Or fight to get them out of this hell? Should we show up in Washington today to yell about the zero answers our children have received from the billions spent on genetic research? Or should we work to stop the numbers that are now at 1 in 100 children? Should we falsely agree that the rise in rates is only due to better diagnosis, when we know our kids weren't smearing poop 30 years ago and banging their heads 30 years ago and flapping their hands 30 years ago and unable to speak 30 years ago and unable to point to an object 30 years ago and unable to bathe and wipe and feed themselves and stay safe 30 years ago, only to go unnoticed? Or should we worry today about how the autism community is overwhelmed and under-resourced, and how the swine flu's non-existent pandemic is receiving overreaction and fast-tracked focus, while autism's already existent epidemic gets slow-tracked solutions and profound underreaction? Or, President Obama, should we just think about going to bed tonight, hoping to God we'll wake up tomorrow to find that someone finally is declaring autism a national health crisis, a national emergency, a national epidemic? And that finally someone is saying enough is enough. Let's get some answers. Let's give some aid. Let's figure this out before it's 1 in 20 children. Or should we just let every American eventually find out for themselves how bad it really is? How much longer, President Obama, will we wake up overwhelmed by which of these issues to tackle first? How much longer, President Obama, do we have before the hope for America's children fades completely? Good night, President Obama. I'm Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville Right Now, a break for local news and weather. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.